Blog Talk Radio.
Let the summer we bless till we fool. Me a funny girl say blessings are running down. Me a dead, dead. Imagine cause I'm laughing at the copper and what I want to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm a priest. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm dead, so be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Yo, let me breathe. Hey. Tell me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes later and the storm start storming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place, I shine like real cool. Me want everybody in the place.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and I'm so glad that you have joined me. I have not been recording for a few months, but I'm so glad for all of those of you who've been listening to the previous recorded broadcasts. But I'm so glad to be back on the air with you. For those of you who live in the United States and those areas that celebrated the new year in January, Happy New Year to you. So glad to see another year. So glad to know that God is still in the miracle working business. Amen. I'm just so happy to be with you today. And let us bow our head and pray. Father, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. Oh God, we magnify your name. I thank you, Lord God, for this another opportunity to study the word of God with your people. I thank you, Lord God, for your mercy drops all around us. Lord, you've shown mercy upon us and allowed us to see another new year. And Father, we are just so happy to be able to be still in the land of the living, praising you and worshiping you. I pray, Lord God, for all of your people that are listening, that you would continue to bless them and keep them and help them. And Lord God, as we study the word of God together, we pray, oh God, that you would change us and transform us into what you want us to be. Bless your people, oh God. I pray for those that are sick in body that you might touch them right now. I pray for those that are discouraged that you might encourage them and strengthen them right now. We realize, oh God, that we could not make it without you. But, Lord God, we need you right now. I pray for those around the world and, oh God, in the Caribbean and, oh, in the African nations and in Europe and in Asia. Lord God, in the Middle East, all over the world, God, where people are listening, I pray that you would bless them and bless their families. We realize that we need you. Each and every day, we need you more and more. And, dear Lord, I pray that you would touch your people right now. I give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, dear friend, I'm so glad that you are listening today. And I encourage you, if you have not started any type of prayer and fasting and consecration for the new year, that you would join us for consecration in the next 21 days, or if you want to do 40 days, I encourage you to either do the Daniel fast, eating mostly vegetables and, you know, different things for the next 21 days, mostly vegetables and brown rice and, you know, just healthy things for the next 21 days. Or if you want, you can go 40 days, 40 days of prayer and fasting. If your health does not allow you to pray and fast, then at least give up something for the next 21 to 40 days. I encourage you, dear friend, that if you are looking to be strengthened, if you are looking for breakthrough in your life and in the lives of your family members, that you turn down your plate and fast and pray. It is a good way to start the new year, and you will be strengthened in your spirit and in your body if you would do sacrificial prayer and fasting and in seeking the Lord. Well, I put up a topic that says things are going to get better for you this year. But under that topic, I want to talk to you tonight about the manifest presence of God. The manifest presence of God. I started reading a book by Don Norris Sr. It's called Manifest Presence, and it says you can live within the veil. And so I want to talk to you just a little bit about having the presence of God in your life. I realize that we all live very busy lives, and sometimes we are so busy that we forget that God is calling us to spend precious time with Him in prayer, in study, in consecration. We get so caught up with our jobs and with our children and different things that we do that we forget that God wants us to pull aside. He wants us to spend precious time talking to Him and in His seeking His face. In this book that I just started reading, and, you know, sometimes I'll just read a little bit of a book and the Lord will just feed me with just what I need, and sometimes I'll read an entire book. But just giving you some excerpts of this book that I'm reading, when you talk about the manifest presence of God, you're talking about God Himself actually allowing Himself to be revealed to you. And so let me read a little bit of this book. It says, the dictionary defines manifest as readily perceived by the senses, easily understood or recognized by the mind, obvious. This is how God wants to make Himself known to us in these last days. We must first acknowledge that we are living in the last days and that God does want to make Himself known to His people. We realize that people are making all types of predictions about the end of the world. If you were paying attention, you realize that even December 21st, 2012, there was a prediction about the Mayan calendar ending, and people became fearful because they thought that we were going to have a major catastrophe on December 21st, 2012. Of course, this did not occur. But we know that the Bible does tell us in Matthew 24 that we shall see all types of signs in the heavens and signs in the earth, earthquakes in diverse places and all types of things, false prophets, and different people saying, here is Christ and there is Christ. And the Bible says that, see, that we don't believe those things because we realize that, yes, Jesus is coming soon and very soon, but the Bible also tells us that He's coming as a thief in the night. So no one can fully predict when He's coming. But the bottom line is that we need to be ready at all times. We must present ourselves to God. We must surrender our lives completely to God. And we must allow Him to speak directly to us and to reveal Himself to us in a personal way. In other words, God wants to have a real relationship with you. He does not want to be just a God who is present in the world, someone who we know intellectually, but He wants to have a real personal relationship with us where we can pray to Him and talk to Him and we can hear His voice speaking back to us. And so that dictionary definition of manifest, it said that readily perceived by the senses. So in other words, God wants us to readily perceive Him through our senses. And Mr. Nori wrote in his book that God will so fill the church with His manifest presence that He will become perceptible, tangible, to any or all of our five senses. God manifests himself in healing. God manifests himself in change. God manifests himself in restoration. God manifests himself in prophecy. Whenever God manifests himself through any of our natural senses, there is always a visible demonstration that he is literally in the midst of his people. I don't know about you, dear friend, but I want the presence of God to be so tangible in our midst that when we get together for corporate worship or whenever we get together with God in private worship, we can feel his tangible presence and we can know that he is still in control of our lives and that he is still interested in our daily lives. The Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight, and you can find that in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. We walk by faith and not by sight. In other words, when we walk, we realize that God has called us to walk by faith. He has called us to trust him in every area of our lives. And I know that in times of distress and trials, sometimes it becomes difficult for us to trust God. But dear friend, I want to encourage you to trust him. Trust him with your family. Trust him with yourself. It does not matter what you have faced in this past year. This is a brand new year, and God wants you to trust him. He wants you to trust him with your emotions. He wants you to trust him with your physical healing. He wants you to trust him with your finances. He wants you to trust him with your family. Dear friend, isn't it time for you to totally trust God? Isn't it time for you to totally surrender to God? Isn't it time for you to totally understand that God truly loves you and he truly understands what you are going through and he wants you to have victory. He wants you to have joy. I've declared this the year of victory. Now, you can agree with me or you could disagree with me, but I hope you will agree with me in declaring this the year of victory. In other words, we declare and decree that there is victory in our lives. There is victory in our families. We declare and decree that God is victorious today, that we are not depressed. We are not sick and troubled, but we are victorious in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Dear friend, I hope that you will join with me in encouraging others to put their trust in God, in encouraging others to declare that this is the year of victory. I'm not going to be down anymore. I'm not going to be distressed anymore. I'm not going to feel forsaken anymore. I'm not going to feel lonesome anymore. I'm not going to feel as if God has forsaken me. But I recognize that God has never left me, never forsaken me, that he is the God that is still in control. He is the God that says that I am that I am. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the wheel in the middle of the wheel. He is the God that said that he is our fortress and our strength. He is still in control of this world. It does not matter what it looks like, dear friend. I want you to join with me in declaring victory over your circumstances, victory over your situation. Understand this, that God loves you, he cares about you, and he wants to reveal his manifest presence in your life. Let me read a little bit more of what Mr. Norrie said in his book, Manifest Presence. It says, God has always delighted in manifesting himself in a physical, tangible way to his people. His purpose from the very beginning has been to be a manifest God to his people. The entire purpose of redemption was to cleanse for himself a people to whom he could reveal himself and with whom he could live in a manifested way. God delights in flowing with and moving with his people. Dear friend, when you have faith in God, God is able to reveal himself to you. He is able to walk with you and talk with you in a way that he has always wanted to. If you remember, even in the Garden of Eden, When Adam and Eve were placed in that garden, God walked and God talked with them. But it was because of their sin that separated them from God. But when Jesus Christ came, he allowed us to restore that relationship with God, where when we repent and turn away from our sins and accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we become justified. In other words, we are now back in right standing with God. And so, therefore, we can once again commune with God openly and have him commune in turn with us. And so, dear friend, this is your year of victory. And I want you to start seeking God in such a way where you expect him to always respond to you. You expect him to answer your prayers. You expect that something good is going to happen in your life. You expect that something good is going to happen in the lives of your family members. I want you to live in such a way this year and all the years following that God allows you to live in expectation of the blessings of God, realizing that when we are faithful to God, he will, in fact, be faithful to us. Let's read in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 12, our main scripture for today. Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin." So the Bible says, we realize that we are surrounded by a great amount of witnesses, and the Bible refers to it as a cloud of witnesses. In other words, we are not alone in this world, but there are angels, there are spiritual beings in that spiritual realm that we cannot see with our naked eye, but they stand around, not only worshiping God, but cheering us on. We recognize that when we labor in love and worship God and serve him, we realize that we are not just laboring in vain, but the Lord says we should lay aside every weight and every sin that would cause us to stray from the presence of God. You see, we tend to get bogged down with the cares of this world. We tend to get bogged down with sin and different things that God is not pleased with. But the Bible says, let us lay aside every weight and every sin. What a better year to start the new year than to evaluate yourself and say, "Lord, I really need you to remove everything in my life that is unlike you, everything that's unclean, everything that would hinder my spiritual walk with you. Lord, I'm laying aside everything that would hinder my spiritual growth and would hinder me from hearing from you and actually being in right relationship with you. Dear Lord, I really need you to touch me right now because I realize that I'm in a race and that the reward is heaven, and that one of these days I want to see your face. I want to be in heaven with you where there are no more tears and no more sadness and where there is joy and peace forevermore." Recognize in verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And so you want to recognize that Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith. So he is your beginning and he is your end. In other words, we cannot start anything or finish anything without the Lord Jesus Christ. We recognize that it is because of him that we live. It is because of him that we breathe. The Bible says, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Jesus endured the cross for you so that you can have that strong relationship with him, so that you could have that crown of righteousness that is awaiting you. The Bible says that he despised the shame. You know, so many of the people that are living in this world today, many of them don't want the shame of saying, you know, I'm a Christian. They prefer to just blend in with everyone who is doing all kind of crazy stuff. I call it crazy stuff because some of the things that are being done in our society, some of the things are just unbelievable that people are actually doing it, are allowing themselves to be caught up in it. We've got all kind of human trafficking that's going on, sex trafficking, where youth as well as adults are being sold as prostitutes and different things of that nature. We have bestiality that's going on in full force, where people are doing all kinds of unimaginable things with animals. We've got all types of things that mankind is doing with mankind, and God is not pleased with those things. But guess what? He has given us the Lord Jesus Christ, and we don't have to be ashamed to declare that we are children of the Most High. We don't have to be ashamed to declare that we are Christians and that we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. It does not matter what society is encouraging. It doesn't matter what society is doing. We believe in the Word of God. We believe in the cross of Jesus Christ. We believe in the shed blood of Jesus Christ and his resurrection power. We believe that he has called us to stand as light in the midst of darkness. We believe that when he said that he's the author and finisher of our faith, what he's saying to us is that we must stand firm in what we believe, and we must allow him to manifest, to be present and tangible in our personal lives. And every day we should know that his presence is with us. Every day we should acknowledge that he is with us to guide us and to direct us, and that we should not worry about sinners who will mock us and who will talk about us, but we must stand our ground. We realize that in some countries, Christians are being persecuted right now. We're praying for that pastor in Iran that keeps getting arrested. We pray that God would intervene in Iran and help that pastor. But guess what? We recognize that he is laying down his life for what he believes. We recognize that that pastor in Iran is preaching the gospel, and he does not care who wants to arrest him or who tries to threaten his life. He is standing up for what he believes. He believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, dear friend, that all those around the world who hear this message will also stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ, that they will also, that you will also join with me in declaring that Jesus is Lord, that you will also join with me in declaring that the Bible is still right, that God is now presently still manifesting himself to his people, that he is calling us to live holy and to live righteous, that he is calling us to turn away from wickedness and wicked people, that he is calling us to preach and to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ to them and let them know that we are living in the last days, and that God will not stand any longer for nonsense, but that God is calling for people to repent and for people to change their lives and for people to realize that Jesus Christ is still on the throne. He is seated at the right hand of God, and he is calling preachers, he is calling ministers, he's calling evangelists, and he is calling folks that are not ashamed of the gospel, that are not ashamed to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, that are not ashamed to declare that they still have victory, that God has not forgotten his people, that God has not left his people alone, but God is still in the midst of his people, and that he will, in these last days, manifest his presence to his people, and that he is still here, and he is still calling us to allow his consuming fire to burn out everything in us that's unlike him, and to purify us so that we could be that voice in these last days to let the people know that God is still here with us. He is still in control, and that he is calling for a people that are not afraid, that will not back down, but that will stand up and let those of the world in society know that Jesus is still Lord. I want to encourage you, dear friend, to begin to seek God once again. Begin to seek him in his holy temple. Begin to develop a life of prayer, a life of fasting, a life of seeking God, seeking him once again, and letting him know that you want his presence. You want his manifest, tangible presence in your life, that you want to feel his love. You want to be able to share his love to those around you. You want people to know that the power of God is still alive and strong. You want people to know that they can still be delivered. They can still be healed. Dear friend, join with me in letting people know that Jesus is still in the healing business. He is still in the delivering business. You can be healed. You can be delivered. And you can also share that love and that kindness with someone else. Look at verse 12, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12. It says, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Dear friend, the Bible says that the Lord is calling us once again. He is calling us once again to encourage those that are weak among us, to strengthen those that are falling off. I realize that many get discouraged, but this is the time of year, right after the holidays, that people are in high spirits, and we want to encourage them not just at the outset of the year, but all year long to be in high spirits, all year long to realize that God is still with them. Encourage your family, encourage your friends to walk with God, to realize that he is lifting up the feeble right now. He is strengthening those who need strength right now. It says, follow peace in verse 14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. You know, at the beginning of the year, we always encourage people, forgive those who have harmed you. Forgive them. It's not worth it to carry unforgiveness into a new year. Allow God to change you. Allow God to transform you. Stop holding on to old traditions that have not helped you. Stop holding on to stale and stagnant things that have not helped you. It's time for you to allow God to reveal himself to you in a fresh way. Let him speak to you. Let him guide you. Let him direct you. If you've been walking in that same direction and realizing that you're getting no place at all, seek God in prayer. Spend more time with him. You know, I've read lots of books over the years, and I find that the people who said, you know, that they had the best encounters with God were the ones who spent the more time with God. In other words, the people who prayed two-minute prayers and got up or prayed on the go, those people did not have the same encounters with God that, like those people who spent countless hours with God. So in other words, if you want a fresh anointing, if you want fresh insight, now I want you to understand clearly that when I say fresh insight, I'm not talking about God revealing something to you outside of what the Bible already says. I'm talking about a fresh encounter with God. In other words, that God is reviving your heart. He's reviving your soul. He's giving you renewed strength and renewed joy. In other words, He is encouraging you to go on. He is encouraging you to do more. He is giving you fresh ideas on how to win souls for the kingdom. He's giving you fresh ideas on your business plan and how you can start your business and how you can be prosperous. He's giving you fresh insight on how you can, you know, have encounters with people and help them to understand that God is still on the throne and that His desire is to see them have a right relationship with Him. You see, many times when we talk about hearing from God, people oftentimes think, they think of perhaps God revealing some new revelation to them. Well, I want you to know that God has already revealed enough to us in His Word. He gave us the Bible as a guide. And too many times, people have given themselves big titles, and they're constantly trying to spew out new things outside of what the Bible already says. But I don't believe that was God's intention. It was not intention for us to go around giving ourselves new titles and actually trying to convince people that we have something new to tell them outside of what the Bible already says. I believe that God's plan for us is to get to know what He has already instructed us in the Bible and to use that Bible as a guide so that we could enjoy that manifest glory, that presence of God in our personal lives, that we could understand how to get into the holies of holies, that we could understand how to get behind the veil where the manifest presence of God is, that we could understand that God Himself is calling us into such a relationship with Him that we will begin to fully understand the call of God on our lives, that we will fully understand that He is wanting to break every yoke in our lives. Mr. Norrie said in his book, this book that I'm reading, The Manifest Presence, he said, God is yearning, even crying for people who will say, come, Lord Jesus, into our midst. Come, Lord Jesus, and just do whatever you want to do. Break through my theology. Break through my carnality. Break through my human desires. Break through my human will. Break through all this stuff that holds me earthbound. God, have your way in me. Come and manifest yourself in me. And in response to that prayer, God says to you, come. And He comes and He just begins to set us on fire and manifests Himself in us. Dear friend, God wants to break some things in our lives that have held us bound. Sometimes we have been stuck on just this one thing, and we realize that we're stagnant in our spiritual growth, and we just stay there. And God is yearning, is calling us to move a little bit higher. He is calling us to draw closer to Him. He is calling us to begin to get to know Him in a more deep and personal way. Don't just stand on the edge, dear friend, but draw in. Push in closer. Draw in nearer. Spend more time with God. Spend more time crying out to God. Spend more time having Him talk back to you. You know, I always tell people that I love to talk. But, dear friend, although God loves to listen to us talk, even more so, He enjoys talking back to us. And so if it's been a long time since you've actually heard the voice of God talking back to you, dear friend, I encourage you to start tonight. I encourage you to start today. I encourage you to start right now in spending more time with God and actually waiting for that still small voice talking back to you, saying, dear child, my daughter, my son, I love you. Be encouraged. Be strengthened. I am the Lord your God. I love you with an everlasting love. I said that I would not leave you, and I still have not left you. Come on, dear friend. This is the time to press in. This is the time to talk to God. He loves you still. He wants to be with you still. He wants to have that relationship with you still. This is not the time to draw away from God. This is the time to press in. We truly are living in the last days, and there's so many that have pulled away from him in spirit. They've pulled away from him in their day-to-day activities. You know, in some countries, not all countries, but in some countries, we have become so materialistic that we forget that having a new pair of shoes or a new suit or, you know, a new book or Bible or whatever, it's not all about getting something new. It's about God revealing himself to us in such a way that we feel his manifest presence in our lives. Dear friend, when last have you spent quality time with God? How long has it been since you spent an entire hour just worshiping God, an entire hour just studying, or perhaps it was more than an hour? You said, I was going to sit down for an hour and study, and it turned into 2 or 3 hours. How long has it been since you spent a whole day just you shut alone in your room talking to God and praying? You know, I remember, dear friend, when I just started out as a Christian many years ago, about 30 years ago, and how I was a young teenager, but one of the things that I did quite often, I spent a lot of time talking to God and praying. It was just something between God and me. It was something where I longed to lock away with Jesus. I longed to be in his presence. I longed to feel his presence. I longed to talk to him. And God is calling me back to that place. And dear friend, I hope he's calling you back to that place where you realize that time is of the essence. We must spend time worshiping God. We must spend time talking to him. We must spend time studying the Word of God. Because if we do not spend time in the presence of God, then how can we have his power and his might of the Holy Spirit working in and through us? We must have the Holy Spirit working through us so that we can reach a world that is in desperate need of hearing the voice of God. We need to reach a world that is in desperate need of getting to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And dear friend, I just want to encourage you right now that if you have not spent time lately with God, make it your business to stop what you're doing, to make some time in your schedule, to make it a regular part of your schedule to spend some quality time with God. Dear friend, he is yearning after you. He is reaching his hand out to you and saying, stop what you're doing and spend time with me. Dear friend, God loves you. He cares about you. And as we get ready to go into prayer, I want you to know that this is your season. I've been saying it now for a long time, that this is your season to be blessed. This is your year of victory. And I want you to know that I'm very, very serious in decreeing and declaring this over your life, that God has great plans for your life. He wants you to live victoriously. He wants you to recognize how much he loves you, and he wants you to spend quality time talking with him and communicating with him so that he can communicate with you. How can you tell the world about the Lord Jesus Christ if you do not spend quality time getting to know him yourself? So, dear friend, it does not matter how busy you get this year. I want you to build that quiet time into your schedule, to build that quiet time into everything that you do so that you could hear from God and he can communicate with you. And so, dear friend, we'll continue this topic again, the manifest presence of God, because I want to talk to you some more about recognizing who God is and the fact that he does want you to personally commune with him so that he can commune with you. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I just lift up your holy name. I magnify you. And Lord Jesus, I just thank you right now for your sons and your daughters that are listening to this message. I thank you, Lord God, because you recognize us and the fact that we need you. We cannot make it without you. And dear Lord, I just thank you right now for all that listen to this message. I thank you right now for them. I thank you right now for each and every one that is under the hearing of my voice, those who are ready to change their lives, those who recognize that they cannot make it without you, Lord Jesus. I pray right now that you would touch and move in a special way. Lord God, remember those around the world that are listening right now. Lord, I pray for the sick right now. I speak against cancer right now and tumors right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, someone has ringing in their left ear right now. I pray right now, God, that you would heal, God, that ringing in their left ear right now. I command it to leave right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for right now someone who's been having stomach problems, oh God. They've been having problems with their bowels. I pray right now for healing, oh God, in their body right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for someone right now that's been having some pain in their side right now. On their left side, I know that you're able to heal right now in the name of Jesus. Someone right now that's been having trouble with their right knee, they've been limping, oh God, because it's been hurting them so badly. But God, I pray right now that you would just touch and heal that knee right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, because you're healing God right now, Lord. And we just thank you right now that you're able to heal and deliver. I pray for someone who's been deaf in their right ear. Lord God, some kind of accident that they had and they've been deaf in their right ear. Lord, I command that deafness to leave right now in the name of Jesus. God, that hearing will be restored in their right ear right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now for your daughter. God, there's a young lady that's listening to me right now that has been struggling. Lord God, because of rape when they were young. Lord God, I thank you right now that you're healing them in the name of Jesus. Emotional healing right now. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for those that are listening all around the world. Father of God, I pray that you would begin healing in their families, in their personal lives. I thank you, Lord God, for those that you're calling in the mission field that are going out right now to preach the gospel. I pray, oh God, for boldness, oh God, Christians that will be bold in preaching and teaching what the Bible says, those that will not back down, oh God, but that those who will be bold in speaking and declaring the word of God. Lord God, I pray, oh God, for those that are in the valley of indecision, God, that don't know what they want to do. They want to serve you, God, but they don't want to leave their old lifestyle. I pray, oh God, that you would deliver them right now, that they would make a decision to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, that change would begin in their lives right now. We thank you, Lord God, for victory, for a victorious year, for victory in the name of Jesus. God, for victory in the lives of your people. We thank you right now, Lord, because we know that we need your manifest presence in our lives. We realize, God, that we cannot make it without you. Lord God, strengthen your people right now. I pray for those that have been struggling for a long time with sins of the flesh, God, that you would deliver them. I pray right now, God, for those that have problems with nicotine, tobacco right now, that you would deliver them from that smoking habit. Lord Jesus, those who are addicted to drugs, I pray that you would deliver them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, oh God, we command unclean spirits to leave right now. We bind them up in the name of Jesus. Command that person to be loosed right now. We loose that person right now that's bound in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for complete healing in your people. Oh, God, you know those that are sick in their bodies. Father, oh, God, we speak against diabetes. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we speak against rheumatism right now in the name of Jesus. God, every sickle cell anemia. Oh, God. Father, all kind of cancers right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus, oh, God, over that one that's down right now. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for that one that the doctors have given up on right now. I thank you for their complete healing and recovery in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for special strength right now, that one that needs encouragement right now. We thank you for special strength in the name of Jesus. We realize, oh, God, that we need you. We cannot make it without you. And we decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus, victory over your people, oh, God. Victory in their homes right now. Victory in their families right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you right now that demons have to flee in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God. Lord God, those that are going to pray and fast with us, oh, God, for the next 21 days, those that will go even 40 days, oh, God, turning down their plates even for half a day. Oh, God, we thank you right now for special strength for them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, strengthen them right now. Encourage them right now. Oh, we give you glory. We give you honor right now. We love you right now, Jesus. Oh, you alone are worthy to receive glory, honor, and praise. We bless you and we lift you up right now. We thank you right now, Jesus. I thank you for your people right now, Jesus. Oh, I give you glory for them. I give you honor for them. Oh, God, use your people, oh, Lord. Those that are laboring in the field, oh, God, let them not be discouraged, oh, God. But, Father, oh, God, give them strength to go on right now. And I thank you right now. God, remember those in our families that are not saved, oh, God. We pray, Lord God, for them right now. Oh, God, that you would save them, God. Remember mothers and fathers and cousins and aunts and uncles and daughters and sons. Oh, God, grandparents right now that are not Christians. We pray that you would save them right now. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, for nations of the world. Oh, God, you know the nations around the world, God, in India. Oh, God, the different parts of Africa. Oh, God, the sisters in Congo, Lord. Oh, God, in the Congo, oh, God, that are praying for help. Oh, God, I pray right now for our sisters in the Congo, oh, God. Lord God, that you might deliver them, oh, God, for the atrocities that are being done against them in the Congo. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, for those in Kenya. Oh, Father, in Nigeria. Lord Jesus, we pray, Lord God, for those in Asia. Father, oh, God, in Italy and France. Oh, God, in Ireland. Lord Jesus, New Zealand and Australia. We pray, oh, God, for those in London, England. Father, oh, God, all over Europe, Lord Jesus, Russia. Father, oh, God, in the republics, oh, God, even those names that I do not know, cannot pronounce, oh, God, over in Japan, Lord God, in China. Father, oh, God, in the North Pole, the South Pole. Father, in the Caribbean countries, Lord Jesus. Lord God, in Central America. Father, wherever your people are crying out to you, we pray right now, God, for strength for them right now. Remember those, oh, God, out on the field. Special strength right now. Oh, we give you glory. We give you honor right now. We thank you. Remember your people once again, and we say thanks to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our thought for today is persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up. There's no such thing as can't. And what you believe, you can achieve. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and verse 10 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Dear friend, I encourage you, serve the Lord Jesus with all your heart. And in addition to that, encourage someone else to serve him also. Here's a song coming from Patrick Shinyosi in Kenya.
Na 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 na. Get a
cause I am proud to be one. I believe he died for my sins, that's why I am saved. And I'm relieved from the very wild of sin. I traveled too far and I've been made easy. Hey, to lift up your hand, to lift up your voice, I'm telling you what I see. Because if you are in my system, that happens to me. It's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now, praise him. No matter what I say, no matter what I play, it's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now, in the house of the Lord we gonna worship him. Whatever way you want to, when things don't stand up, do something, stop whining, complaining, dancing, just praising, do it from your heart. He's the Lord who is worthy to be praised. King of kings, Lord of lords, Alpha and Omega, there's no one like him. I find in my heart, when I lift up my voice and give you praise from my heart. No matter what I say, no matter what I blame, it's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now, praise him. No matter what I say, no matter what I blame, it's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now, for me every time I just struggle and suffer, because I never knew that the Lord is my savior. Thank you, God, that I am a survivor from all the wicked ways and the plans of destruction. And because of that, I have discovered that, and I've been covered with His blood forever. Now I never look back, cause He's my protector. Thank you, God. Hey, now I'm a Christian. No matter what I say, no matter what I blame, it's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now, praise him. No matter what I say, no matter what I play, it's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now.
Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what happens. We've got to be able to just praise the Lord. I want to encourage you right now to just praise the Lord, because God knows what you're going through. And one of these days, when we all get to heaven, we're just going to be rejoicing up in heaven.
Yeah. troubles and trials. Oh, when I get there on the other side, I'm going to shake my hand with the others and tell all the people who are mourning and sit down beside my Jesus. Sit down and miss a little while. Yeah, it's soon be done. All my troubles and trials.
God is real. Second Chance Ministries. God bless your family. May the peace of God be with you. And tune in with me again for Vision.
Ah! Mr. Summer, we bless still with food. Me and Connie got the blessings are running back. Me and David, they ate. Imagine cause I'm talking about the cup around over. What's it to be?
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm